I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado beekeepers know the growing season is when most people's attention turns to nature's pollinators, but the association is made up of volunteers who work year-round to cultivate healthy bees. Ed Colby, president of the State Beekeepers Association, says the group started back in 1880.
You know, beekeepers have always had issues with pesticides and with some diseases. There was a phenomenon called the disappearing disease, similar to the colony collapse disorder that we hear about today, that happened back in the late 1800s. Beekeepers have always wanted to get together and promote their industry.
Colby says his group provides a lot of advice to novice beekeepers in an environment that is increasingly stressful. His own 150 colonies were getting plenty of forage from dandelions and alfalfa on acres that have since been tilled up for hemp and the CBD market.
CBD may be a wonderful product, but it's basically worthless for honeybees and other pollinators as well, because it's a wind pollinated. I expect we're going to see a significant amount of what was previously good bee forage removed for hemp.
But he says beekeepers are having a lot of success in treating colonies for another stressor, varroa mites. And he invites anyone interested in learning more about beekeeping to contact the group at coloradobeekeepers.org. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.